This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story, the city of Chicago has a network of hundreds of cameras and sensors watching drivers, looking for everything from red light runners to speeders. But now a new set of cameras will be watching people who park illegally in bus and bike lanes, even if it's just for a minute to grab a food order. WBBM's Nancy Hardy tells us there's new cameras are constantly moving around the downtown area, and they could get you next.
Eight cameras have been mounted to city vehicles to take pictures of cars parked in bike lanes, bus lanes, in crosswalks, bus stops, and other no parking zones. Alderman Brendan Riley told residents last week the city was testing the Smart Streets pilot program and would start today, mailing tickets to the registered owners of illegally parked cars. Cycling groups have long argued this would make streets safer for bikers and pedestrians. The areas affected are roughly from North Avenue to Roosevelt Road and from Ashland to the lake. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We're standing by for more information this afternoon from Chicago police about the man charged in a shooting on the far north side in what neighbors fear might have been a hate crime. Commanders are set to talk this hour about the arrest of the arrest of 22-year-old Sidi Muhammad Abdalhaye after the shooting Saturday morning that led to a shootout with police near Farwell and Rockwell in West Ridge. Neighbor Marsha Lawrence described the gunfire to CBS News Chicago.
I heard it had to be like like there were two waves, maybe a dozen each, you know, pop, you know, kind of, there's no mistaking what it was.
The 39-year-old victim was treated for a shoulder wound, but witnesses say he was dressed in traditional Orthodox Jewish clothing and was on his way to Sabbath prayers. The officers who wounded the suspect are now on administrative duty. Chicagoan Lee Harris spent 33 years behind bars for a 1989 murder. He says he didn't commit. Now, the City Council Finance Committee has approved a recommendation from the law department to pay $4 million to his family. Harris maintains his innocence until he died earlier this year, saying he was coerced into a false confession. Here's Deputy Corporation Counsel Jessica Felker.
The fact that Harris is deceased makes it more difficult for him to prove his case. Harris was not deposed and cannot testify to his account. However, Harris spent 33 and a half years in custody, so there is a risk if this went to trial, we would have a very large verdict.
The settlement is up for a final vote at City Council on Wednesday. The presidential election isn't the only thing happening on November 5th. Chicagoans will have the chance to elect members of the Chicago Board of Ed for the very first time. But officials and candidates are speaking out about the influence of big money political action committees on those races.
State Senator Robert Martwick authored the bill that eventually led to what will be Chicago's first ever elected school board. And he says from the start, lawmakers were worried that rich outsiders would try to control the outcomes.
Everyone knew that if a school district of the importance of the Chicago public schools were to be corrupted with outside money, that would not lead to good results. And that's exactly what we have going on here.
Congresswoman Delia Ramirez joined others in condemning PACs from the Illinois Network of Charter Schools, former Chicago Schools Chief Paul Vallis, and billionaire business people for getting involved.
The very same people that did everything in their power to block an elected representative school board in Springfield are at it again. This time, what they're doing is they're trying to buy the elections.
Senator Martwick hopes to pass legislation limiting contributions to such contests. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A person is reportedly misusing rat poison on Chicago's far north side. Alderwoman Maria Haddon of the 49th Ward says packets of rat poison have been found in several areas in Rogers Park, including the intersections of Farwell and Sheridan and Ashland and Fargo. Haddon warned residents to be on the lookout on a Facebook update.
If you have a pet and you walk in the areas, again, around Ashland and Fargo or like Sheridan and Farwell, that we've gotten reports, just be extra careful. Careful. Watch your pets. You might see green granular packets.
No injuries so far. Well, you'll have to venture outside Chicago this year to enjoy a popular holiday tradition.
This is the Polar Express. The Polar Express train won't be rolling through Chicago, but it will be close by. Organizers say construction above Union Station made the attraction impossible to operate this year. But fans of the holiday classic can still relive the movie magic as the train makes its way to the Fox River Trolley Museum in Elgin. The museum will host rides November 30th to December 22nd, though tickets are very limited. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, every person answering phones at Chicago's 911 center is prepared to save a life as soon as the phone rings every day. And today, one of those operators received a special honor in New York on this National First Responders Day. WBBM's Haley Hansen is here at the anchor desk with that story. Haley.
Lisa, Chicago Fire Communications Operator Amanda Garr was awarded the First Responder Children's Foundation Hero Award at a ceremony in Times Square. Officer Garr helped save the life of a retired firefighter last October. She was honored on behalf of all call takers and dispatchers nationwide.
At home, his wife dialed 911, and Officer Garr instructed his wife on how to perform CPR, keeping him alive until paramedics arrived. Her swift actions and steady voice made the difference between life and death, showcasing the power of her expertise and composure under pressure.
In addition to the Hero Award, Garr also received a commendation from the Chicago Office of Emergency Management and Communications. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Kaylee Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Charges filed this morning against two men for their alleged involvement in a brawl with police officers at a Westside funeral on Saturday. Three Chicago police officers were hospitalized. They were called to break up a fight at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in West Garfield Park. CBS News Chicago reporter Mugo Idigwe says the suspects made their first appearance in court today.
Police tell us when officers arrived at the church, they were battered and injured by the people they were trying to arrest. 25-year-old DeMarco Hunter is facing aggravated battery charges. 37-year-old Michael Fitzgerald is also facing aggravated battery charges, along with charges for resisting and obstructing an officer.
A Facebook video of the incident shows the fight unfolding and an officer bleeding from his head. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mike Esposito.
Lisa, good afternoon, except for the Bears. Not a good afternoon for them. One player's actions led to a Hail Mary loss for the Bears yesterday and a team apology this morning. Judson Richards has the latest.
A lasting memory of a gut-wrenching Hail Mary loss to the Commanders yesterday was cornerback Tyreek Stevenson taunting the Washington crowd seconds before he tipped the ball into the hands of Commanders wide receiver Noah Brown, the player that head coach Matt Eberflus says Stevenson was responsible for. Stevenson addressed the team this morning, offered an apology. He then talked to the media and shared his regrets.
Honestly, just letting my teammates down in a situation that we pretty much know how to handle on any day, you know, pretty much with our eyes closed. So I would say the only regret I have from yesterday is just letting this team down from, you know, working hard and coming back and putting ourselves in a W column.
Tight end Cole Kmet said he thinks it's a really good lesson for everyone to learn from in terms of how to respect the game. Judson Richards, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Monday Night Football tonight here on WBBM, Giants and Steelers on 780 AM. At 7:15, the news continues on 105.9 FM. Baseball, Game 3 of the World Series at Yankee Stadium. Dodgers-Yankees, LA with a 2-0 lead in the series, and Shohei Ohtani will play despite a left shoulder injury that he suffered in Game 2. It's Walker Buehler against Clark Schmidt for your pitching matchup. Basketball, the Bulls play in Memphis tonight. They're 1-2 after Saturday's loss. You can listen to the game over on 670 The Score starting at 6:45. The Hawks also skate tonight in Colorado, and they are 2-6-1, last in the Central so far. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In the northern suburbs, a man was killed in a hit-and-run yesterday.
Skokie police say 78-year-old Alfred Slevo was crossing the street near North Crawford Avenue and Kirk Street in Skokie shortly before 4 p.m. when he was hit by a dark blue car driving on Crawford. The car then drove off, and Slevo was killed as a result of his injuries. Skokie police are investigating. No other details were immediately available. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, goodbye, red tape. Hello, ice cream. McDonald's ice cream machines are frequently busted, but that could change soon. That's because a new exemption by the U.S. Copyright Office goes into effect today that will allow franchisees to work around restrictions to fix McFlurry machines, yay, on their own, rather than waiting for the manufacturer. Well, the Union League Club of Chicago is putting on an iconic painting up for auction.
Claude Monet's Pommier en Fleur, which features a French lane with blooming apple trees full of white flowers, was acquired by the Union League Club of Chicago in 1895. It will go on the auction block on November 19th at Christie's in New York and is expected to sell for between $7 and $10 million. Earlier this year, the Union League Club said money from the sale of the painting would be used to pay off some of the club's debt as well as fund renovations to dining and event spaces. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.